Our guest analyst this afternoon, Don Rose, president of U.S. Commodities. Don, we started off the overnight session mix. We turned a little higher to start the trading day session off and then started fading as the day wore on. We're going to close the day lower.
Yeah, you know, and it might be a prelude to what the summer looks like. One time, like you say, we were up 16 cents on nearby corn, and then we had the weekend selling. Tough week, technically, and certainly on weeks like this, you get more selling to end the week, and that's exactly what happened. So that early rally couldn't hold, and I think we're trying to sort out what is fair market value as we're trying to reset prices going forward, you know, from the big up and the big down that we've had over the last 3 years.
There seems to be a lot of irons in the fire, things at play here, especially this week for some reason.
Well, you know, I think when you look at it, this market's one that we really took it on the chin on a lot of the negative news this week. If, you know, if it wasn't a hangover from the Chinese cancellation, it was export sales continuing to pop up poor, planting for the most part going in pretty rapidly. While we have some issues some places, you know, for the most part, I would say the gut slot is in good shape. So in an El Nino year, we definitely went through some support that we had for the last month, and the selling was on. So now we have to see if we can reset to the upside again. And, you know, this is a market that's oversold. We got the full growing season ahead of us. So we'll see if those big numbers that the USDA put out at us, are they going to be the biggest numbers we see of the year? Or is weather just going to be near perfect and we can even build on those? So I think that's what it's going to look like. Volatile weather probably the next 100 days, 90 days is what I would say, Randy.
How about livestock? What happened there?
Well, you know, the hog market is the one that just continues to struggle. It's the poor domestic demand, if you will. We've got prices we've pushed down low, but we're still not getting the consumer buying yet. So it was the hog market. You've got the packer losing money, the farrow to finish guys losing money. It's just quite a situation where it looks like we have liquidation coming at us. So better times down the road, but I think first before we can go up, we have to hit some demand that picks up. Usually it does, Randy. The good news is we've sucked out a lot of the premium in the summer months, and so that means that we have a chance to see if the demand picks up at these lower levels. And cattle market, the beat goes on. You know, cash feels like it's topped, but the beef market also feels like it's topped. So we usually put in our spring high, which is, you know, probably 3 weeks, a month ago, and we're drifting lower and see how low we go into the summer. But the summer months have a lot dialed in already, Randy.
Anything else we need to be aware of or talking about?
Well, I think we'll look forward to next week and keep our fingers crossed we don't see any cancellations by China on corn. That seems to be the fear always.
U.S. Commodities President Don Rose.